Hay campanas en fiesta que cantan en el corazón.
Siinä kuulimme Juan Blankenfortin lempisoittimen paraguaalaisen harpun säveliä.
Music has been a part of my life, a great part of my life all the time. Contrary to popular beliefs that you get in old, you get in more senile type of thing, it's the contrary. I can get challenged to play more sophisticated music or more difficult passages.
Chileläissyntyinen australialainen jakaa rakkautensa musiikkiin pitkäaikaisen ystävänsä Patricio Espinosan kanssa. Nämä lähes 70-kymppiset ystävykset ovat sitä mieltä, että jotkut muusikot vain paranevat vanhetessaan.
With age, I guess they mature, they become, I don't know, maybe sweeter in their playing and they learn maybe a lot of tricks that did not know when we were young. And I am glad myself that I become older. My love for the music and my love for the culture of musical instruments and musical life is for me, it's been my life.
Laulun ja musiikin hyödyt eivät koske vain niitä, jotka ovat soittaneet vuosikausia. Tohtori Jennifer McRitchie on musiikin tutkija ja psykologi Marks Institute for Brain Behavior and Developmentissa Länsi-Sydneyn yliopistolla. Hän on tutkinut pienon soiton positiivisia vaikutuksia niiden joukossa, jotka ovat aloittaneet soiton yli 65-vuotiaina.
Some of the things that people believe about playing a musical instrument is if they've never done it in childhood, they've passed it by. It's something that they can't do again. But what we know is actually is that the aging brain is plastic, so it means that we can still learn new skills as we get older. So what I wanted to do was a research study looking at people over the age of 65 to see if they could learn to play the piano over a period of 6 weeks and how that would help with their hand function in daily life.
Ja juuri aivojen muokkailtuvuutta, eli plastisuutta, on tohtori McRitchie mitannut. Mary Webb on aina halunnut soittaa pianoa, ja tämä tutkimus antoi 78-vuotiaalle mahdollisuuden siihen.
Just enjoyment of music, you know, and meeting the other people too, you know, that was good, because we were in a group. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've always wanted to play the piano, and I'd like to continue learning, you know. I was practicing every day when I got home and I enjoyed it. Got me brain going a bit more, you know, my fingers, because I've got trouble with my fingers and it was good.
Länsi-Sydneyn yliopiston tutkijat sanovatkin, että myös vähäisellä harjoittelulla on kauaskantoiset seuraukset. Heidän mukaansa eläkkeellä musisoiminen on yksi parhaista keinoista pysyä mieleltään ja kunnoltaan virkeänä. 6 viikon musiikkituntien jälkeen McRitchie tarkasteli oppituntien vaikutusta myös käsien toimintaan.
They did show increases in their processing speed, so being able to do tasks a little bit faster. And we also saw that that connection between their brain and their hand muscles was a lot stronger. In a task like playing the piano, you're using your fingers an awful lot and you don't obviously know that that's what you're doing because actually it's quite enjoyable. So after a certain period of time, what you'll find is that actually your connection between the brain and that muscle is getting stronger because you're practicing. So really, it's something similar than if you were to do hand exercises, but because it's a lot of fun and because you're getting other benefits out of it, it's a bit more subconscious.
Musiikkiterapeutti Sil Jin antaa vanhainkodeissa laulu- ja musiikkitunteja. Hän on usein huomannut musiikin ja etenkin laulun vaikutuksen niissä vanhuksissa, jotka eivät enää kykene keskustelemaan.
I know a lot of music therapists have seen that. So there are many residents with advanced dementia who can't speak, but they can sing and they can remember every word of the song.
Tutkijat suunnittelevat laajentavansa tarkasteltavien ihmisten määrää ja soitinten kirjoa. Mary Webbillä on tämä neuvo soittamista harkitseville.
The age is only a number. Don't worry about how old you are. It's an, you know, just get in there and do it.